Ain't nothing better than this. Ain't nothing better than this. What's up, y'all?
Hello,
another
everyone.
Mandela. How you guys doing? We are in Sedona. On our
Sedona.
Trip across the country.
Sedona, roll call. Sedona.
Okay. My queen just got back from a hike at, was it Bell Rock, babe?
Bell Rock.
Which is considered a portal?
An energy vortex.
Energy vortex.
I don't think I got to it because I didn't go all the way up. I didn't have much time because we're on a time crunch here because I had to get back because we're checking out at 11. Our hotel's booked, so they wouldn't give us late checkout. Jeez. Mm-hmm. I have not had coffee or breakfast this morning, so excuse my words. But it was beautiful, and I paused to I brought my little tripod to take photos or video of myself. And I was really proud of myself for even doing that. Well, one, I was proud of myself for multiple reasons. That I went, period, by myself. I'm really proud of myself for going and going on an adventure and practicing being adventurous because sometimes I'm not very adventurous and I like to just stay home. So I am proud of myself for going. I'm proud of myself for bringing the little tripod thing and actually pausing to set it up to take a picture of myself, because when I'm on the road doing things, I rarely ever do that because I'm like, either it's too much work or just be in the moment or whatever, and then I forfeit getting like a good photo or something, and I'll settle for like a selfie of myself. And I was like, you know what, Angela, pause for a second and just set up your little tripod and then take a picture or take a video or something. And so I did, and I walked down the hill, I put my tripod, and I walked back up, and then I set up to do like a little video that I wanted to do. And so something as simple as that, I was proud of myself for actually doing it. And I know that sounds probably silly to some people, but I really had to self-talk myself, say, Angela, go do it. And I was like, okay, yeah, I have my tripod, just do it. So I was just proud of myself for
doing it. Did you get any vibes? Were you over there?
No, because one, I had to poo, so
I knew it.
But there was a bathroom right there.
That's
but
why I
was
go.
Just like, ooh, I gotta do my morning dew. and two, because I was by myself, so I was still a little like nervous a little bit, but excited. So it's not like I could just like relax and like feel the vibes and the energy. And also because we were on a time crunch, and so I was kept being like, okay, I gotta go. So if this was like yesterday and I woke up super early and I knew we didn't have to check out, I probably could have just paused and like, I really wanted to just sit there and stare at the red rocks the whole time. And I was like, I have to keep moving because I have to turn around soon. But I really just wanted to sit and stare at the mountains. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And peaceful.
What I like to do in trips like these, I don't know if you guys like to do this as well, but I always like to collect something from every city we go to. And my big thing is jewelry. So I got two rings, a couple of pendants, and a couple of chains. And it's really been something that is, I don't know, created such fond memories. Cause I remember when we were in Dublin, I got that cross with the emerald in it, and it was from an antique shop. And something about collecting these things bring back the best memories. And I'm realizing that in my life, one of the most important things for me that I hope that we never lose is this adventure spirit, or this, what is that word that people use?
Wanderlust.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gain some of that.
I just realized that a lot of my fondest memories and some of the best things that I remember, whether it's smells and fragrances or those sandals that I got from Greece, you know what I'm saying, that I still look at and I'm like, man, I love to travel. I love to experience new things. I love to experience new cultures, new food. Even here in Sedona, you know, we've had, well,
we struck out a little bit.
You didn't like
the
your food. We were mad. We were supposed to go to this dope restaurant called Mariposa. And we went. They told us there was no room at the inn for us. and then call us an hour later talking about, were you guys looking for a reservation? And we were already sitting down eating at our hotel's restaurant. So that was a miss. But you got some dope ice cream.
I did. I got my Michoacana paleta, which yeah. is delicious.
We got some dope chocolate.
Pineapple with chamoy.
We got some dope chocolate from that store.
We got chocolate. It's been great. I've been practicing staying present in the moment and mm-hmm. being free flow. Who cares? I'm trying to be more of that. So have you felt that I've been practicing a little bit more of that or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like us to both be in the moment, which is why I don't get on the gram enough. Well, I don't want to even say enough. I don't get on the gram at all to like try to track all this stuff that we're doing. I have to like actively remind myself, oh, I should post this.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
really
yeah.
it's just like, nah, I don't really care. I want to be in it. But I also want to take people along on what we're doing. So
yesterday, Bonzo's paws were so dirty from walking around all day. And when I say dirty, I mean, oh, here he comes. Bonjour, so everyone, you got clean paws now. They were so dirty, I had to go get dog shampoo, and I was just gonna wash his paws, but then I was like, oh my god, you're just ridiculous, so I had to wash his whole body. But we walked into, let me see, this is that getting worse? He has a little like wart on his eye or something. Anyways, we walked into PetSmart, and the lady that worked there was like, oh, look at you, you're so cute, where'd you get those boots? And she was talking about his dirty paws.
Don't talk about my son like that.
Anyway,
our next stop is going to be Santa Fe. We wanted to make sure to get on here and do a little chat because we promised we'd do one in every city. And our next stop, there's a 6-hour drive, which is the longest one. We're going to stop at the Petrified Forest. We will take some video footage of that, and I'll maybe do a little 30-minute to an hour hike and then get back on the road so that we can stretch our backs out and all that stuff. We're getting old, people. And I'm realizing I can't do these long drives. But I'm excited to get to Santa Fe. I think we'll only spend a night there. I don't know if that's a 2-night town.
Yeah, maybe.
And then get up and drive.
I do want some green chili in Santa Fe, though. That's okay. For sure.
I don't know. Yum. Are they known for green chili?
Yeah, New Mexico, green chili.
All right, well, we're going to get some green chili in New Mexico, and we will sign back on at that time and talk about what we experience. All right, love you guys.
Bye.